There was once a woman who woke up in the morning, looked in the mirror, and noticed she had only 3 hairs on her head. Well, she said, I think I'll just have to braid my hair today. So she did, and she had a wonderful day. The next day, she woke up, looked in the mirror, and saw that she only had 2 hairs on her head. Well, I guess I'll have to part my hair down the middle today. She did, and she had a fabulous day. The next day, she woke up, looked in the mirror, and noticed that she had only 1 hair on her head. Well, she said, today I'm going to have to wear my hair in a ponytail. So she did, and she had a fabulous day. The next day, she woke up, looked in the mirror, and noticed that there wasn't a single hair on her head. Well, she said, how fabulous. I don't have to fix my hair today. So the question is, how do you start your day? How do you start your day in gratitude? Having an attitude like that of just like, what's happening in my life and how can I have an attitude of gratitude? So I have to just say that this topic this week was a little bit of a challenge for me. Because whenever I do a talk or a woman's retreat or a workshop and I pick a title, whatever that title is starts to work me. You know, I just start to think about, you know, are there any things that I need to look at in my life and heal before I could get up and talk about it? And to be really honest with you all, I thought about how can I stand up here and talk about gratitude when we have Buffalo that happened and the shootings this week and COVID deaths and Ukraine. How could I get up here and talk about, we all just have to be grateful for the blessings in our life. You know, a little bit of a challenge this week, yes? So it worked me. It really worked me because when Kristen first asked me about doing this topic, I thought, oh yeah, I've got a million gratitude songs and I have so much to say about this. But this week it brought me to my knees of how can I stand up here and be authentic and talk about gratitude and not do one of those spiritual bypasses that we do sometimes in our movements of religious science or unity of just, oh, it's all good. I want to slap people when they say that to me. You know, you're going through a really hard time. Oh, it's all good. It's just all good. Well, right now it's not all good, is it? There's some really heavy stuff going on in the world. And how do I incorporate that into a talk about gratitude? So that's why I titled this, I Am So Blessed, The Daily Practice of a Radical Gratitude. So radical gratitude to me feels like gratitude is, basic gratitude is that we are grateful for, you know, that we're alive and our friends and our family. But to really go into radical gratitude means we got to dig deep into what is the reason, why should I be grateful with all this going on? Yeah, feeling it. Because I got angry this week, and I got sad, and I got really frustrated. And how could I be grateful in all of that? So I got to this place where I realized it's like looking at when you get triggered. Does anyone get triggered here? Is it just me? So when you get triggered, which of course I've written a song about that too. I'm triggered, you know. But when I get triggered, the only way that's going to bring me back is gratitude. Because when I get triggered, it's almost like your computer goes offline. You know, you're like, you're going along and all of a sudden you get triggered and you just, all of the messages you've heard here and the books you've read and the songs you've, everything goes out the window. It's like all of a sudden I'm back at 7th grade and I'm this worthless worm with, you know, trying to straighten my hair and I have acne and braces and I'm just a geek. I lose everything. But the way that I can get back is by focusing on one thing, on one little piece of gratitude. So right now, put your hand over your heart. And in your, you know, given everything that we're talking about, what is one little piece of gratitude that you can think of? Even if that gratitude, and this is what radical gratitude is, even if it's looking at what's really hard and what made you emotional this week, to give thanks for that, to give thanks that you can feel it. So what is one thing right now in this moment. Anybody want to just say it out? Being here. Yeah. What else? In this room with people. Yes. What is that? Yes. They've just been going crazy today. What else? Yes. Yes. Forgiveness. Mario. Yay, Mario. Nice to see you again. Being here, being able to be together in a community. I mean, you know, it's truly, it's the one thing I've seen in traveling all over the country and doing all the churches I've done. It's just, it's as much as we come here for the message and the music and all that, it's this. We come here for this, for this community, for this tribe, to feel like when you walk in this door, you are seen and you are heard and you are loved here. I mean, how fabulous is that? But it's starting your day with just even what is the smallest gratitude. You know, there's this wonderful person I know, a friend of mine, Loretta LaRoche, who starts every day by simply saying, ta-da, I'm here. Ta-da, I'm breathing. I mean, it comes down to that. You're breathing, yes? Oprah, you don't even have to say her last name, Oprah, said, when you focus on the goodness in your life, you create more of it. Opportunities, relationships, even money flowed my way when I learned to be grateful no matter what was happening in my life. So, I mean, that's the radical gratitude part of this. Whatever's happening in your life, in the midst of craziness, in the midst of what's going on with COVID and blah, 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 that you could still find blessings. And again, I want to make that point again. I'm not talking about the spiritual bypass blessings of it's all good. I'm talking about that you allow yourself to feel whatever it is you need to feel. But from that place of feeling it, it might just be a little teeny spark of something, just a little spark. And the reason why I think this is so important is because I think we are all here, and I've learned this so much after COVID, we are all here to be those little sparks for each other, to be that little sense of light to each other, to be that little sense of light when someone's having a hard day, that they can look at you and go, oh God, you know, just talking to you for a few minutes, I feel better. Because some of these big situations are not necessarily changing right now, but how can we make it through it right now? How can we hold the paradox of tragedy and gratitude? Tragedy and joy. Found this wonderful reading I want to just give you. Rosemary Tromer wrote this. I want a word that means okay and not okay. More than that, a word that means devastated and stunned with joy. I want the word that says, I feel it all at once. The heart is not like a songbird singing only one note at a time. It's more like a two-then-throat singer, able to sing both a drone and simultaneously two or three harmonics high above that note. A sound, the two-then say, that give the impression of wind swirling among rocks. The heart understands swirl, how the churning of opposite feelings weaves through us like incessant breezes. It leads us wordlessly deeper into ourselves, blesses us with paradox, as we might walk more openly into this world so rife with devastation, this world so ripe with joy. Isn't that great? Ripe with devastation and ripe with joy. Really? You can have both of them? Yeah. And it happens by us just looking at the smallest things and making choices. So here's a choice story for you. Love this story, one of my favorites. So there was this woman who was a nurse in Kansas City. She had cerebral palsy as a child. Her body didn't really work well. She was overweight. She didn't like her body. She hated her body. But she became a nurse, was a great nurse. But she got diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS. And because she was a nurse and because she had seen what this whole process is, she knew what was in store for her. And she decided in that moment to make a choice. She said, I love this, she said this, I finally asked myself the question, who do I want to be when I die? Because she knew she was dying. Who do I want to be when I, at that moment of death, what am I going to be when I die? So I set out to become that person. I never tried to cure myself, and in the process of becoming that person, my body reversed itself. And the way that she reversed herself in this way, she had this exercise that she did. She would get in front of the mirror every day, naked, and come up with reasons to love her body. And at the beginning, there was nothing, nothing at all. She hated her body. She was fat. She was blah, blah, blah. But every day, this was her exercise, every day, wheel herself in front. I mean, she did it at the beginning standing, but eventually she was in a wheelchair and made it that this was her. She was going to do this. And eventually, after months and months and all the icky things and not liking herself, blah, she finally started to say, well, I like my hair. And look at the miracle that I can move my hands still. And she started to see the good parts of herself. And in so doing, the good, like Oprah just said, begets the good. She started to see more and more good. Then she started to go into, I'm a really good person, and look at what I've done with my life. And because of that, she is one of a handful of people who have reversed the process of that disease. And she quit her job, became a minister, and went around the country preaching about gratitude. So when you hear a story like that, and you think about how we can be so judgmental on ourselves, to ourselves, and you look at a story like that and think, well, you know, how could I do that if that story exists? So one of my favorite songs to sing that I do at every woman's retreat that brings everyone to tears is, I will be gentle with myself. I will be gentle with myself. And I will hold myself like a newborn baby child. And the bridge of that song says, and I will only go as fast as the slowest part of me feels safe to go. I will be so gentle with myself. I will be easy on myself. I will treat myself like this newborn baby child. I mean, you would not yell at a little child trying to walk for the first time. You would say, you can do it. Come on, you can do it. And, you know, if there's any message that I ever want to leave with people and myself, thank you very much. Truly, all my songs, you know, you need to know that these are all my issues I get to affirm. is that loving yourself, is being gentle with yourself, is when that critic comes up and just wants to just give you all these reasons not to love yourself, that you could say, back off. Everyone actually practice this with me. Just go, back off. A little bit more of an attitude, just thank you very much. That's what I needed. But some of the, you know, when I said the radical practices, I really do believe that practicing gratitude is exactly that word. It's a practice. We go off, we come back, we go off, we come back. But to be able to have some kind of a practice that you do every day that brings you into that gratitude, even when you're not feeling it. I wrote a new song that the chorus says, something amazingly awesome is going to happen to me today. But the bridge of that song says, well, what if I'm not feeling amazingly awesome? And the backups go, gratitude, gratitude. And that's what it is when you're not feeling it, that you could just have one little thing that sparks that joy of just, oh, even if it's a great cup of coffee, whatever it is. I'm going to get out of bed right now and, you know, just look at the sun and say, thank you, God. But to me, the first part of it is being present. And one of my favorite exercises to do around this is you say, I love, dot, dot, dot. What do you love? I love swimming. I love, you know, I mean, actually, I told the story in the first service, but I love, you know, so I'm a swimmer. That's one of my main things that I do. Love it. I'm swimming in the San Francisco Bay. But I'm on a swim team in Marin, where I live, and it's so amazing because when we couldn't swim during COVID time, I had 3 months where I thought I was going to kill myself. Sort of, you know, I didn't realize so much how I swim for my mind more than my body. It just helps me. Just being in the water is my healer. And when we first came back, I remember looking around at all the different people on my swim team, and these are people I might not have anything in common with. And sometimes I don't even know their name. I know them more naked than I do with clothes, which is always interesting when you see people and you go, oh, wow, it's you. But when I first saw people again, I was so touched by here are these people that, again, I don't even know their names, some of them. But it was like, this is my tribe. These are my people. This is something I share. And the thing that blew my little brain was when we finally were able to go in the locker room and the women were, you know, we could take showers and stuff. There's this shower that they have like, you know, four nozzles in there and everybody goes in there and they put the shampoo on their head and they move so the next person can go in and, you know, they're shampooing. And there's like 10 women in there. And the sound, is the word cacophony, does that? Yeah. The sound in there of everybody talking is like so loud and screechy. And I remember being outside and I was starting to dress and I just felt these tears coming down because I went, I missed that sound. Isn't that wacky? But that sound of connection and community and laughter and joy and connection, that's really what it was connection. So I really believe that an exercise like that of just saying, I love, you know what, actually, I remember this. I remember I was swimming, one of the most sweet moments I remember having was before my dad passed away from cancer. He was a swimmer, and that's how I got into swimming. And I remember saying, Dad, you wanna go swimming? And I took him up to his little club where there's the pool. And we got in the pool and he's, you know, I'm having to walk him into the water. And he's, you know, I mean, he's days away from passing. But the sweetest moment was, I remember we were swimming and we got to the end of the lane and he turned to me and he said, thank you. Thank you. And I remember pushing off the wall and, you know, my, you know, tears are forming in my goggles. But I just remember this was the sweetest moment of gratitude. Of just being there and sharing that moment with him. So saying, you know, I love, what do you love? And bring it, because when you do that, I mean, I know some of you are heart math people. It brings in that heart place where you anchor to that feeling of gratitude in that moment, in the midst of all this craziness that's going on. You anchor in and you have that little spark. Another little exercise is what I like about this. What do I like about this? Think about standing in line at the post office, you know, being in traffic. This is a little harder. But what I like about this, oh, I get to breathe. Oh, I get to just look around and appreciate things. What is it? What do I like about this? Little gratitude practices. Do I have time to do this? Yes, I'll tell you this little story. One of my favorite stories is I have these two older friends that every morning, the guy would make a bagel and he'd just have all these sesame seeds all over the place. And he'd just, you know, it would be like all over the kitchen counter. And his wife would come in to make her coffee and there were all these seeds all over. And she'd go, Jerry, can you not just wipe up your seeds, please? Every morning I ask you for this. What's going on? And every morning he wouldn't do it. But this is what transformation is, and this is what epiphanies are. That one moment she walked in that one morning, she looked at the seeds and realized, I'm seeing these seeds because he's still here. Amen. I'm seeing these seeds because he hasn't left me yet. And knowing that pretty soon he would pass on, you know, he was an older gentleman and he did. That morning she had that epiphany where she just wiped up the seeds and blessed them. You know, and that's what it is sometimes. I mean, again, I think that's what COVID gave all of us, is that opportunity to say what works for us. You know, what lights us up? What doesn't work? You know, I think I'm getting my greatest compliment right now. I used to say in any of my retreats or workshops that when I would hear, I knew I was doing my job. And now I'm starting to see people doing their masks and doing this. So thank you. But then it's also showing gratitude to others. You know, when we are allowing ourselves to, when we're in ourselves and we're all triggered, we're like this. But I truly believe that when we open up to that gratitude, we expand, we look around, we see people, we're more present. You know, I was on a Southwest Airlines flight recently, and there was a woman, this woman who was doing the baggage, putting the bags in the plane. And she's this woman, and she's putting these bags like this. And I'm watching her, and she must have caught my eye. She must have felt my energy, because she looked up, and I went, yes, like this. I mean, I just gave her this big thumbs up, like, you are. And I said, you rock, and you're great. And I'm, like, giving her this, like, love and gratitude without any words. I'm just going, yes. And, you know, she just stopped, and she went, and then it was like back to this, you know. But I kept watching, and she, like, every once in a while she'd be doing this, and she'd like look up to see if I'm still watching her. But that's what it is. It's noticing each other. It's seeing each other. It's complimenting. I mean, especially like if you go to Starbucks, you know, when you get your little soy latte or whatever. And I always make a point, don't always remember this, but I try to in my gratitude practice, of when that person gives me my coffee drink, to just, don't just go, oh, thank you, you know, to just say, thank you, like, I see you. And when I've done that, you know, it just that, I'm talking about that extra moment. I'm not going to the extreme of like, oh, wow, like the meanness in me sees the you-ness in you, and like we are like one and connected. We're bonded now, you know. Because you know what that's like, right? When it's a little skeevy, like you're kind of going, okay, I got it. I got that you see. I'm just talking about that extra moment of just saying, I see you. Have you ever done that when you talk to someone, when you're like calling some company and you really say to them, how are you today? And sometimes they go, oh, I'm fine. Thank you for asking. Because it shows you how much people don't do that, how much we're not seen. So having gratitude for yourself first allows you to have gratitude out there for other people. And I truly believe, with all the craziness of this world, that that's how just seeing each other and putting out your hand and saying, you know, I see you, how can I be of service to you today? I mean, that's what you're saying, but even if you just do that with your eyes, I see you, how can I just let you know that we're in this together? All we can do is be there for each other and help each other through. Another song that I wrote during this time with a few other wonderful songwriters. So another little thing too, another little practice is changing one letter. I've got to do this thing versus I get to do this thing. G-O-T, G-E-T. I've got to go to work. I've got to go to pay my bills. I've got to. It's like there's this energy as opposed to I get to pay my bills because I have money. I get to go do this thing because that lights me up. I get to. You like that? One letter. I mean, if you walk away with anything with this talk, if you changed your got to's to get to's today, praise Jesus, we've had healing. You know, I mean, that would be a miracle. And also, one other little technique is even just doing the act as if. Doing an act as if of thinking about if you're in a bad way, if you're in the pits, if you're in that dark place, that you can do an act as if where you say, this too shall pass. What will it look like on the other side? This too shall pass. What can I affirm and what can I see for myself on the other side of this problem? And you start to affirm. And again, you might not have any idea what that looks like, but you can start to see it in the future. And it's like you just start to move slowly towards that direction. So, Tyler, can you do this for me? So one other little story is I was in one of those, has anyone ever been in one of those dark nights of the soul? Well, I was there many years ago, really having a hard time. And I heard at Asilomar, this wonderful minister, give this talk about seeing the blessing in this devastating situation that he was in, which was his partner of 20 years was making his transition. And he was supposed to come and do this talk, and he wanted to do that. But he was saying he kept looking for the blessings in all of this situation. And I listened to this talk and I went, wow, that's admirable. But then I went away from it and thought, how can I do that for myself? Because I was in that place and I couldn't see any light at all. So I just started to write, I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I'm so grateful for all that I have. And in that place of all that I have, I was talking about the pain, the lessons, the good, the small, whatever it was, all of it I was grateful for because I knew it was bringing me to something else. I didn't know what because I was in the darkness. But I just started to sing, I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful for all that I have. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed. So you'd think I would sing that song when I was feeling really grateful, but I realized that this song, this little chant, I needed to sing in those times when I didn't feel grateful. And from that place, I was able to see the small blessings and get myself out of it. So sometimes I sing this when I'm feeling really grateful. Sometimes I feel it when I'm not feeling it. I sing it when I'm not feeling it, and it brings me back. So if you want to sing this with me, I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I am so blessed. I'm so grateful for everything. I am so grateful for all that I have. All that I have. So blessed. I am so blessed. So blessed. I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I am so blessed. Sing it again. Declare it. So blessed. So blessed, I am so blessed, so grateful, I am so grateful for all that I have, for all that I have, I'm so blessed, I am so blessed, I am so blessed, I am so grateful, I am so blessed. Say it one more time. I am so blessed, so blessed, I am so blessed. So grateful, I am so great for all that I have, for all that I have. I'm so blessed, I am so blessed, I am so blessed, I am so grateful, I am so blessed. Just that last line, grateful. I am so grateful, I am so blessed. I am so grateful. I love that sign language. I am so. So homework for you this week. I'd like you to do an exercise at night. This is from my friend Rachel Naomi Remen. I saw her book is in your bookstore. You should get it. My grandfather's blessings. When you go to sleep tonight, say, what inspired me today? What surprised me today? What opened my heart? What am I grateful for? Inspired me, surprised me, opened my heart. And then this week, I want you to do something for yourself. One action you can take to give yourself some love and gratitude for yourself, for someone you love, and then for your community, for the world. What is one action you can take that you can show some of that gratitude, so that you can say, I am so blessed. I'm so blessed for you listening to me. Thank you so much. Thank you.